Okay, good morning, all. We have 2 Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hay, Chapter 4, Mishnah 5. And so the Mishnah wants to know, are there any other differences between Yom Kippur and the rest of the days of the year in terms of other parts of the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, other than the obvious ones? So it says the Mishnah as follows, B'chol Yom Kohanim Olin B'Mizracho Shel Kevesh V'Yordin B'Ma'arava. When they would go up onto the Mizbeach, all the Kohanim who would do all the various services on the Mizbeach, they would go up on the eastern side of the ramp of the Mizbeach, and they would go down on the western side. The Kohen Gadol would go up the center of the ramp and he would go down the center of the ramp. Rabbi Huda says, what are you talking about? The Olam Kohen Gadol Ola V'Yamtza V'Yorad V'Yamtza. Every single time the Kohen Gadol had a special rule for him, every single time when he would go up the Mizbeach in general, he would always go up the center and go down at the center. Another rule, B'chol Yom Kohen Gadol Mikadesh Yadav V'Raglav Min HaKior, says the Mishnah, every day the Kohen Gadol would use the regular kior, the regular like sink that they had, to sanctify his hands in his feet before he would do a service in the Beis HaMikdash, like any other Kohen. Vayom mina kison shel zahav, but on Yom Kippur, he would wash his hands and his feet with water from a special golden flask. But Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you talking about? Again, Rabbi Yehuda says, la'olam kohen gadol mekadesh adav raglev mina kison shel zahav. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohen Gadol would actually use this golden flask every single day of the year whenever he would sanctify his hands and his feet. And then finally, there is one more major machlokus with regards to how many fires would be burning on the Mizbeach every other day of the year and on Yom Kippur itself. So Mishnah Vav says as follows, B'chol Yom Hayusham Arba Ma'arachos. Every single day, there were four various fires on the Mizbeach. One was where the Tamid and other offerings were burnt. One was where they would take the coals from for the Ketores. One was a pile where the fire used to burn constantly. And the other one was a place where they used to burn the fats and limbs from the previous day that had not finished burning the night before. V'hayom chamesh, v'hayom kippur, there were 5 piles. What was the 5th pile? That was the pile where they would take the coals for the special ketores that they used to bring all specifically on Yom Kippur. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir has to say. However, there are 2 other opinions. Rabbi Yossi says, b'chol yom shlosh, actually every single day there were 3. V'hayom arba, and today there were 4. What was the one that was missing that he didn't agree with Rabbi Meir about? That is, that he said there was not a separate flame, there was not a separate pile to burn the fats and the limbs from the previous day offerings. And finally, Rabbi Yehuda says, "B'chol yom shtayim." Actually, every day there were really 2. Hayom shalosh, but today there were 3. He agrees with Rabbi Yossi in disagreement with Rabbi Meir that he says there was not a separate pile, not a separate flame to burn the fats and limbs from the previous day. But he also disagrees with both of them, and he says there was not a separate flame where the fire would burn constantly. So that brings us to the end of Perek Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Hey.